from inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios. I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Hobbs fire officials continue their investigation into what caused a mobile home fire early Friday morning in the 7100 block of North Valdez. The fire apparently started on a patio outside the mobile home. The city's fire marshal's office collected samples from the scene for further testing. Three persons, including a child, were hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. In a press release from New Mexico State Police indicate that excessive speed was a contributing factor in a crash at Bottom Les Lakes Road in Chavez County around 6 p.m. Monday, in which 13 people were sent to Roswell hospitals. Reports indicate that a Ford F-150 driven by a 17-year-old male from Roswell was heading south on that road when the driver failed to negotiate a curve and overturned on its side, where several persons were ejected. State police report that seatbelts appeared not to have been utilized by passengers in the pickup. 36-year-old Tara Ward of Carlsbad was arrested by the Pecos Valley Drug Task Force and charged with intent to traffic methamphetamine, tampering with evidence, and possession of drug paraphernalia. An informant told agents that Ward was concealing narcotics inside her body. She was taken to Carlsbad Medical Center for an x-ray. According to reports, on her way to the hospital, agents reported they observed methamphetamine fall from Ward's sock and sandal, and that Ward possibly could have tried to discard it before agents noticed. The Republican Party of New Mexico is scheduled to hold its annual state convention May 14th through the 16th, but it won't be here in the state. Instead, a three-day event dubbed Operation Freedom will be held in Amarillo, Texas, where the issue of mass gatherings will not be a distraction. The state has much looser COVID-19 restrictions than New Mexico. The city of Carlsbad has received an unmodified audit. Kyle Marksteiner, spokesman for the city, tells us what that means.
It basically means that the accounting firm took a look at it, took a look at the audit, didn't have any findings, didn't have any problems, sent that on to the state, and so we're clear.
The Albuquerque accounting firm of Hinkle and Larson conducted the annual audit. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.